If you're a restaurant owner or operator and you're frustrated because your meetings are taking too long, wasting too much time, and you're not getting the results you want, you're going to love today's video.
Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
My name is Ryan Gronfen. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and the founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. And today, we're going to talk about how to run an effective meeting in your restaurant. Yes, it's true. I am one of the few people who actually loves meetings and think they are extraordinarily important and extraordinarily effective. Chances are you're sort of sold out on the idea of meetings. You're probably hosting too many meetings or going to too many meetings, that's a lot of twos, that are totally ineffective and a complete waste of your time. But then you're having trouble getting information shared across the entire restaurant and all of your staff. I find two types of restaurants when I work with them as one-on-one clients and visit their restaurants. I find the restaurants that do both, that do an enormous amount of meetings. They actually have meetings to plan other meetings. And then I work with restaurants that generally have no meetings at all. They're small businesses. They're frantic. They're running around with their chickens, like chickens with their heads cut off, and they're busy. And so then they don't have time for meetings and they don't really believe in meetings. Well, the funny thing is the restaurants that have a ton of meetings and the restaurants that have no meetings still end up with the same results, which is an ineffective transfer of information and vision, which is really the purpose of the meeting, to the staff members, to everybody, to managers, so everybody gets on the same page. This total lack of effectiveness comes down to four things that I call the four P's of a perfect meeting. Four P's for a perfect meeting. Those four P's are preparation, performance, pace, and post. Let me explain to you. Preparation. One of the biggest challenges is that most people don't come to meetings prepared themselves as the host. They also don't expect their staff members or managers to come prepared. So before you have any meeting, send out a meeting agenda to your whole team at least 24 hours in advance and make sure they understand the importance of showing up on time and being prepared with any information that you are requesting of them to be shared in that meeting. Also, your meeting should carry a similar agenda from meeting to meeting. That way they can get used to the flow of the meeting. So for example, one of the meetings that I love that most restaurants don't have is a weekly marketing meeting. And in that meeting, you should follow the same pace, the same flow of information from start to finish of that meeting, meaning we're going to review performance, which is the second step, performance. So how did our last week's marketing go? What efforts are working? What efforts aren't? What adjustments are we going to make? So different members on your team need to come in with data to support their arguments rather than just opinion. So that's where the performance part comes in. The third part is pace. Meetings should move fast. They're not slow, lazy, let's just share some information and see how things are going and catch up on your kids and everything. That's done at a different time. Group meetings need to move quickly. Someone needs to be in charge of this meeting and set the pace. There's a definitive start time and a definitive end time. But if you finish with all of your agenda before the end time, that meeting's over, move on, you've got other stuff to do. So somebody needs to be the task master in this meeting, meaning, okay, next, performance, next, how's this going, next, how's that going, next, how's that going, and keep the pace moving. The last part is probably confusing to people. It's post, meaning what's going on after the meeting. You know, having the meeting is great. It's a great, quick way to share information from one person to the whole team very quickly, to get the vision across, to share what's going well, what's not going well, where we need improvement, but there needs to be follow-up. And unfortunately, a lot of times we set tasks, we set agendas, we set goals in these meetings, and then we wait until the next meeting, and then people come, oh, I didn't have a chance to get to that, or I had a question, and I didn't know how to do it. That's where follow-up comes in. I suggest two forms of follow-up for whoever's in charge of that meeting, the department head of that meeting, which is instantly, right after the meeting, to send either minutes or to send individual notes or even one group email to everyone who was there, clearly defining what was covered in the meeting, what goals were set, what task items were assigned to each person, and what deadlines are assigned to that person. Then I suggest halfway between the meeting ending and the next meeting, sending another message to those same people asking, how are things going? Do you need anything? Because remember, the purpose is to get results. It's not to get someone in trouble for not accomplishing their task. It's to get results. And the way that we get results is with follow-up. So if you remember the four P's for a perfect restaurant meeting, which are preparation, performance, pace, and post, you are going to love meetings as much as I do, and you are going to find them extremely effective and worth the amount of time. If you want to download a tool right below this video, there'll be a big button for you where you can download my perfect meeting planner that spells all of this out for you, and you could actually use this. It's a PDF. You could fill it in before every meeting and send it out to your team, and you don't have to create something from scratch. So just go ahead and enter your name and email address. Plus, if you love this training and found it valuable and effective for your restaurant, please go ahead and smash the like button, as well as below there's an area where you can leave comments. Ask me any question you want related to meetings or what meetings you should have in your restaurant. I'll be sure to get back to you and answer them. And until we meet again, my name's Ryan Gronfen with therestaurantboss.com, as well as Restaurant Profit and Performance. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.